Componisten hebben vaak geëxperimenteerd met het samenbrengen van synthesizers en het orkest. Toen David Fincher werd aangetrokken om The Social Network te regisseren, wist hij dat hij iets nieuws wilde qua muziek dan zijn vorige film, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Hij besloot contact te leggen met rockster Trent Reznor van Nine Inch Nails.
When David Fincher calling, hey, I want you to score my next film. Fuck yeah. It's a movie about Facebook. I'd be hard-pressed to think of something that sounded less sexy. You know, possible rom-com might have done that. But, you know, and then you read the script and you realize it is actually a very compelling story.
Reznor had nog nooit muziek voor een film geschreven, maar een vriend uit de muziekwereld, Atticus Ross, had wel wat ideeën.
To me, I think that the music, you know, it should be native.
Rather than try to crash course to see how legitimate people do it, we went with our instinct of saying, what if we take the skills we know?
Die skills brachten hem succes met zijn rockband Nine Inch Nails, bekend dankzij hits Hand That Feeds, Only en Survivalism, welke allen de nummer 1 positie in de rockcharts van Billboard behaalden. Een stijl die een nieuwe weg voor filmmuziek kon betekenen.
And we've read these words on paper with a bit of fear, like how are we going to support that? We've seen this scene that feels sterile because there's nothing supporting it, but there's action happening. And you realize this power we wield in terms of how much we can shape it by trying new things and watching how radically different that scene plays out. So we looked for clues from David as to what he was looking for. Did you want something kind of orchestral? Did you want something that just disappears into the background? Are you looking for the Star Wars theme to somehow fit its way into that? And what we were able to extract from him was, I wanted to feel kind of electronic. I wanted to have its own personality.
Het geluid waar ze op uitkwamen was uniek en Fincher stelde voor het te gebruiken tijdens de opening van de film.
And in that important area with the very beginning, when you're not sure what this film is, you just went through rapid fire argument, Aaron Sorkin dialogue, into this kind of weird, unsettling, kind of sad, not triumphant tone. The whole movie feels different after that.
And there's an incredible depth, you know, that character. The loneliness, you know, it's certainly a three-dimensional piece.
Hun score won uiteindelijk een Oscar.
I think my only real skill is being able to be honest and convey a kind of honest emotional connection to my work. I've screwed my career in Nine Inch Nails up because there's been lengthy periods of time where I haven't put records out. I don't feel like I have anything to say. And in the process, we were encouraged to go further than we kind of conservatively started approaching it initially.
Trent en Atticus werken nog steeds samen na hun succes van The Social Network en hebben de muziek gemaakt voor Gone Girl, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo en recentelijk hebben ze nog 3 albums uitgebracht met de muziek voor HBO-serie Watchmen.